Last month, North Carolina's General Assembly passed legislation that will allow Cherokees without degrees or certification to teach the tribe's language and cultural practices to Native students. Eastern Band Cherokee officials say they don't have enough licensed teachers fluent in their language to reach all students, and they fear it will die out. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports.
Eastern Band Cherokee officials say they have about 15,000 members, but only about 180 are fluent in the tribe's language. In 2004, there were more than 400. Renisa McLaughlin, the tribe's director of youth and adult education, says many have passed on or don't have college degrees.
When you have a dying language and the population of your fluent Cherokee speakers is over the age of 65, do not have degrees, you have to make allowances that will allow for tribes to try to resuscitate and keep alive their languages.
Under the legislation, the state superintendent would recommend teachers to the State Board of Education. If approved, they would be trained and teach only language and cultural classes.
While this is groundbreaking for North Carolina, in Indian country, this is a relationship that we saw already in other states that have federally recognized tribes, those with a living language. They had legislation at the state level, and then the tribes had entered into MOUs with the state and or their Department of Education.
McLaughlin says it took 8 years to convince General Assembly members to pass the legislation. She says one benefit of the law is that Cherokee language courses will be accepted in meeting college entrance requirements. But she sees the biggest benefit of the legislation as
for Native peoples across the country, saving the language means that this is the last thing that we have that identifying us as a specific group of people. We are Cherokee. It's a birthright, and having those students understand this is who you are.
McLaughlin is not sure when the language and cultural teachers will be in classrooms. She says they are still working out the kinks with state education officials. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn.